Acts 9. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and death against the Lord's disciples, went to the high priest and asked him for letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any members of the way, men or women, he might take them bound to Jerusalem. On his way, it happened that when he was approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. As he fell to the ground, he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And the answer came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men traveling with Saul stood there, speechless, for though they heard the voice, they could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing at all, and they led him into Damascus by the hand. For 3 days he was without his sight, and took neither food nor drink. There was a disciple in Damascus called Ananias, and in a vision the Lord said to him, "Ananias," when he replied, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for someone called Saul who comes from Tarsus. At this moment he is praying, and has seen a man called Ananias coming in and laying his hands on him so that he may regain his sight." But in response, Ananias said, "Lord, I have heard from many people about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who invoke your name." The Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is my chosen instrument to bring my name before nations and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went. He entered the house and laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately it was as though scales fell away from his eyes, and he was able to see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. He was with the disciples in Damascus for some days, and immediately he began proclaiming Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." All who heard were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who ravaged those in Jerusalem who invoke this name, and has come here for the purpose of taking them bound to the chief priests?" Saul's power increased steadily, and he confounded the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Messiah. Some days later, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through the wall, lowering him in a basket. When he got to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe that he was a disciple. Barnabas, however, took charge of him, brought him to the apostles, and explained how on the road he had seen the Lord and spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Saul now started to go in and out with them in Jerusalem, speaking fearlessly in the name of the Lord. He spoke and argued with the Hellenists, and they determined to kill him. When the brothers got to know of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. The church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace, being built up and progressing in the fear of the Lord. Encouraged by the Holy Spirit, it continued to increase in numbers. It happened that as Peter was going around among them all, he also went down to the saints living in Lydda. There he found a man called Ananias, who had been bedridden for 8 years. He was paralyzed. Peter said to him, "Ananias, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." And immediately he got up. Everyone who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they were converted to the Lord. At Jaffa, there was a disciple called Tabitha, which in Greek is translated Dorcas. She was full of the good deeds and works of mercy which she did. But it happened that at this time she became ill and died. And they washed her and laid her out in an upper room. As Lydda is near Joppa, when the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to urge him, "Come to us without delay." Peter went back with them immediately, and on his arrival they took him to the upper room, where all the widows stood round him in tears, showing him tunics and other clothes which Dorcas had made when she was with them. Peter sent everyone outside, and kneeling down, he prayed. Then he turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, stand up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, sat up. Giving her his hand, he helped her up. Calling in the saints and the widows, he presented her to them alive. The whole of Joppa heard about it, and many believed in the Lord. Peter stayed on some time in Joppa, lodging with a tanner called Simon.